This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A judge sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 22½ years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. Judge Peter Cahill handed down the sentence, which is 10 years more than sentencing guidelines recommend, Friday afternoon.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
The punishment is less than the 30 years that prosecutors had requested. With good behavior, the 45-year-old Chauvin would qualify for parole after serving two-thirds of his sentence, or about 15 years. A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9½ minutes. Bystander video of the incident led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and other cities. Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant, particularly among unvaccinated populations.
More cases means more hospitalizations, further stretching health workers and health systems, which increases the risk of death.
The WHO has previously said that 2 doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Friday that the absence of an interim agreement to monitor Iran's nuclear activities could prompt the United States to abandon efforts to rejoin a nuclear deal. Speaking at a news conference in Paris, Blinken called it a serious concern that needs to be resolved.
We'll see if we can bridge the differences, they're real, and we have to be able to bridge them. I would tell you that with regard to the IAEA, this remains a serious concern, a concern that we've communicated to Iran, and it needs to be resolved.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has said a 3-month interim monitoring agreement reached February 21st and then extended for 1 month expired Thursday. The agency said it is negotiating with Tehran on a second extension. Negotiating parties have held talks for 6 weeks, and a 6th round of indirect talks ended last Sunday, with major issues still not resolved. Vice President Kamala Harris asserted Friday that the Biden administration has made progress tackling a migration spike that's drawn fire from Republicans and made fellow Democrats uncomfortable. Visiting El Paso, Texas, Harris called the situation at the border tough and said more work is needed, anchored in a thorough understanding of why migrants leave their homes.
The stories that I heard and the interactions that we had today reinforce the nature of those requests.
Biden's first few months in office have seen record numbers of migrants attempting to cross the border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection recorded more than 180,000 encounters on the Mexican border in May, the most since March of 2000. Reporting by remote, I'm Nick Burke.